This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Thank you, Jeff Lesson. 248-539-9797. 835, no cookie jar, but we have a cookie jar issue that we need to wrap our hands around. All right. The Detroit Tigers have won 6 out of 7, 8 out of 11. They're now just 13 games out of first place, but more importantly, in the wild card scenario, the Tigers are 7 games out. They got the trading deadline coming up in a couple of weeks.
They're hanging right there.
Where do you stand as what the Tigers have done in the last, 7 games? They, sweep Cincinnati. They win 3 out of 4 against Cleveland. And you know what? Kick Ohio's ass. That's the way it should
be, right? That's the standard.
Yes, exactly. Are you excited about this, or are you just, it's just baseball, teams get hot, teams get cold. It's just, they are what they are, but it's nice to see.
Well, excited about it because of what you see from some individuals, especially Colt Keith, Ibanez, what we've seen a little bit from Veerling, and obviously Riley Green. It's simply about some of those young guys that they didn't want to block that are starting to blossom, so you can see this core. I'm excited because it's 7 out of 10. Who doesn't love a win streak? Who doesn't love a team that is starting to find its way a little bit? And part of it is the fact that they've been able to hit home runs. It's been more appealing to watch or listen to versus, hey, you didn't score any runs. You didn't score any runs. It's 0. It's 1. It's and I know that they had the one game where they won 1-0, but even that was exciting because you had a great pitching performance. And when those are the things to get excited about. I think if you're trying to get excited about a team that's making a push for a wild card spot, I think, hold on, slow your roll. Let's see what happens here for 3 games. Let's see what happens when you come back in the second half of the season and you're going to be on the road for 7 games, 3 in Toronto. And okay, yeah, Toronto, that you should be able to win some of those games, but then you're on the road to Cleveland for 4.
And the Guardians are going to want revenge.
Yeah, and then you've got Minnesota, Cleveland, Kansas City. I mean, you come back.
Wait. They're playing Cleveland, what? Like, is it like 11 games within like a 2-week period? Some crazy stuff like that? Because they just played them
10 games, yeah. And they've got 4 more, and then they've got a 2-game series at home following a 3-game series against Minnesota. So, I mean, wow. They've got a hell of a run in division.
Yeah.
With those 4 at Cleveland, 7, 3 more against Minnesota, then 2 against Cleveland, you get 9, and then you get 4. You've got 11 division games.
The problem is, like, if you want to play the wild card game, Houston's won 7 out of 10.
Sure.
They're getting better. I mean, Tampa's showing a little bit of a pulse. But the reason, it's nice to see Colt Keith, who's, hitting 375 this month. Granted, it's, half the month. And his OPS is like 1.241. Riley Green's doing Riley Green things. You mentioned some of the other guys. Yeah, that stuff is good. But Scott Harris, I believe, is a hell of a lot smarter than me. I just hope even if they would sweep the Dodgers or something, they don't get this crazy, feeling, oh my God, we got to get rid of Flaherty, or God forbid even start buying bats here just to possibly make a run to make the wild card. Because they're just, let's face it, they're not that good. And I think what we're seeing is what we want to see to a certain extent with Keith. And you're sitting there, you want to see the foundation core, whatever word you want to use. You want to see that being built up.
So here's where I have confidence that they won't be buyers or, you know, not be sellers, is they told us at the beginning of the season what this year was going to be used for. That was not blocking young bats. And you know, if anything happened in terms of the standings, that was just going to be a lucky byproduct. If that was the mentality going into the season, they weren't going to add bats then. Why would they all of a sudden flip the switch mid-season and say, okay, well, we're going to add bats now? Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
No.
So, no, they have hopefully already predetermined that they just wanted Jack Flaherty to come out and show well yesterday. Pitch well, but show that the back spasm, injury, whatever it was just a blip on the radar. That it's not going to be anything that will affect him come September or October for whoever would want to trade for him. That decision, hopefully, has already been made. Those phone calls are already happening, and you've got a couple of teams on the back burner that says, hey, if we get closer to the end of July, we want to talk more seriously about Jack Flaherty. Or, you know, anybody else that is on, you mentioned Carson Kelly, that he would be a part of, whether it's a combo deal or just unloading him mm-hmm. to get a prospect that might be able to help you in the future.
And maybe even a reliever. Teams always need extra arms. And I know Chafin's starting to pitch a little better again. You know, maybe I mean, I don't know if you want to trade Foley, but I would look, there's no untouchable on this team, you know, except for maybe Riley Green, but still, depending on what they're offered, you know,
you got to believe Riley Green, and I would probably put, I don't view him as untouchable, but Keith,
yeah,
you know, I they gave him that contract out of, you know, out of the minor leagues.
Yeah.
So I would put him right there with Riley Green, especially if their goal was to develop a core.
Correct. And, you know, we don't know when Kerry Carpenter's coming back. We assume sometime maybe within the month, hopefully.
Yeah.
Or a month's time, see what he can do. Look, the prospects look for certain players promising. But that's all that this is. If I can come away with this season because of what they didn't do in the offseason, saying, all right, even though he's not a great fielder, I got my second base, or maybe I can move him to first base. I got the bat of Keith, going to be here for a decade. I got Riley Green, we'll lock him up or whatever. And, you know, that's two. I mean, that's good to start. Because basically, I know they didn't start at ground zero, but that's the way you have to think.
Sure. And it, will we have the opportunity to add to, you know, through prospects, the future of this team? And that's basically what you're, because that's all you're going to get back in return.
Right. And look, they, all indications are they're going to get a nice piece for Flaherty, because the prospect they got for Lorenzen last year is doing really, really well in Erie and might be up for this team next year, the year after,
mm-hmm.
if he continues to develop.
Right. And so that's always the concern, is that they got to continue to develop.
Correct.
Each step in the minors is not huge, but it is a step, and you want to see them continue to do better. The question will always be, because we saw it with Spencer Torkelson, we saw it with Parker Meadows, can they make that jump from Triple A to the major league level?
Correct, because as people in the know believe that the gap between Triple A and Major League Baseball
greater than it's ever been.
Yeah, exactly. And it's partly because it's the pitching.
Yeah.
These guys aren't facing this type of pitching in Toledo that they face up here.
Right, which was the disappointing part of the injury to Parker Meadows, because he did go down. It did seem to work, unlike what we've seen with Spencer Torkelson. It's worked, you know, in a minor way, but it's still the minor leagues. But for Parker Meadows, he was putting up good numbers, and then as soon as he returned,
it was two games, right?
It was two games. We saw an instant impact. I think it was four hits and 11 at bats.
He hit a home run.
Yeah, and so you started to see that maybe that time down there did get him right, and he could be a part of this. And now we've got to sit and wait even longer.
All right, 248-539-9797. Like we mentioned, Tigers have won 6 out of 7, 8 of 11, 7 out of the wild card. Is it something or nothing? Do you even have emotions for this baseball team right now? Or are you just sitting there, just get me to the trade deadline, and then I'll worry about next year.
Yeah, are you even watching? Because, I mean, Bally's has made it difficult to even watch. Are you listening? Or are you just sitting there, like you said, waiting till the trade deadline to see if you get anything in return to make next year more promising?
I'm listening and following on the phone, although the other night the game was on FS1, so I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah. That's where so many people are right now.
Yes.
Because even if it wasn't off of, you know, Comcast, Xfinity, I don't know that many people that would take time out to actually turn the Tigers on to watch. Now, maybe if it was available, because they have won 7 out of 10, now all of a sudden maybe you are a little bit more interested because, as I mentioned, it's a little bit more palatable of a watch. It's a little more exciting because it's not just they're scoring more runs, but they're hitting more home runs.
But you'd have it on as like background, at least. You'd have it on a TV.
It's the sounds of summer. Something. It's the background.
Exactly.
Wallpaper.
So that's what Dan Dickerson is now. You know, Dan is a great sound of summer for me.
There's no question. Yeah. And Andy Dierks is great.
Andy Dierks is, I'm glad you brought that up.
He is spot on. And
I wish that he would travel with them.
I do too. I think
but
he
I know
is.
He, I know it's his choice, actually.
Sure.
For right now.
But he is really good, gives you great insight.
And he's funny.
Yeah. I mean, he's witty. He makes it entertaining as well as Dan. And their chemistry together is really good.
Here's some ticket texts. What do you think Flaherty is going to get you, a prospect around Hallyu Lee, which is basically the guy they got for Lorenzen? Right. Yeah, if they get somebody that good, or at least seems to be that good, that'd be fine, and they should be able to get more than that. It's Tim from Chicago. Hey, Tim, how are you? I'm excited that Maeda got sent to the bullpen. John is right. Listening to a game is enjoyable these days. Watching a game is enjoyable these days. Andy Dierks even convinced me to keep the game on during Maeda's last start when he got hammered, and it was an exciting game, an enjoyable game to watch. I'm looking for big things second half of the season for them to be in the hunt. Okay? I'm not. This is not 1996. You can trade Flaherty and also make your team better at the same time. There's a way to do two things at the same time. Yeah. And Stoney keeping up with that loser mentality. It's been 10 years. Go for it.
But does going for it now, does it handicap you next year?
Right.
Or in 2 years? Does it ultimately slow down the process? Can you do two things at once? Sure, you can make yourself better as well as unload a pitcher that has great value, market value.
Now look, if for some reason this continues and they get to the trading deadline, they're like a game out of the wild card, my feeling might change a little bit. But right now, you don't even think about that. You just think about developing the young players. 97 won the ticket.
This summer, the driving season is upon us, and a lot of us have been out on the roads traveling around. A lot of people had that experience last week with the holiday, but the combination of increased traffic, big trucks, motorcyclists, and construction all contribute to the fact that summertime in Michigan has more accidents than any other season of the year. If you've been injured in an accident, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. David will never take a fee until he wins your case, and you can speak to him right now personally if you call 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Two four 8-5-3-9-97-97 is the telephone number. Stoney here in for Jim Acosta. Having a wonderful Friday with you, getting your weekend started. Now, John.
Yeah.
I want to mention this. You're going to be at Ford Field tomorrow night, huh?
I am, yes.
Is this the last? Is this George Strait's farewell tour?
He hasn't said that, and he just came out with a new album. So yes, as you mentioned, I'm going to go see George Strait. He's going to be there with Chris Stapleton. I can't wait.
Would it be fair to say
there's three stops that he has? I don't know what the other two are. This is the final couple of stops on this tour.
Right, it's Chicago, I think, is next Saturday, and then I think there's one other.
Yeah,
Vegas in like December.
This has been a bucket list item for me for such a long time, and that he's coming to Detroit is amazing. And my wife and I got her these tickets, I don't know, 6 months ago when they were released. And we're going to be on the floor. We're going to be, you know, not front, but we are going to be center. And I can't wait to go down, see him. And the added, you know, bonus is that it's, you know, Stapleton as well. He's a guy that over the last couple of years I've really come to enjoy, especially after he did the national anthem. I think one of the best renditions ever.
Now, I'm not a country music aficionado, but I was always under the impression that Stapleton, although he doesn't have the longevity that George Strait has, is probably more popular than George Strait.
I don't think so.
Okay.
There are so many people that follow George Strait around because he's had the longevity.
Right.
He's got the list of absolute hits. My wife and I's first dance were to one of his songs.
Oh, nice. Wow. Imagine. So people follow him around the country and stuff.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they do.
Who the heck would do that?
Not quite as much.
Maybe not as much as you,
but we were supposed to go see him in Vegas, 2020, but one was canceled.
Let's talk to Kyle. You're a 97 on the ticket. Good morning, Kyle.
Morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Hey, I wanted to chime in on the Tigers thing. I think my biggest fear is what happened this last week, where we've gone on a tear and people start getting hope, because we're so far away. If I was Scott Harris, I would trade every pitcher that I could other than Olsen and Scooble, because the way free agency has been the last, I don't know, 5 years, the hitters aren't getting the free agency, so we're not having chances to get these, you know, game-changing hitters. But we've proven that we can sign middle-of-the-road pitchers to complement our staff and stay very competitive. We just need as many hitters in our organization at younger levels so that we've got as many lottery tickets as possible.
That's a great point. That's what they hope his first draft of Clark and McGonigal and Max Anderson, I believe, was their second round pick, develops into that. So yeah, that I don't want them to sit there and say, we shouldn't trade Flaherty. No, you should trade Flaherty, or you somehow extend him. That's another thing, but I don't think that's going to happen. But you never know. All right, here's some ticket text. Nope, can't watch them unless Scooble's pitching. By the way, I stream every game for free. I'm not paying Bally's for a subpar subscription. That's Rob. Andy Dirk is like the young Jim Price that we've all needed. I pray to God that he becomes a full-time partner for Dan.
It would be nice.
Yes. Yes, love for Dirk. Super smart, nice voice, pleasant personality to work with. He is legit. This run of games for the Tigers means nothing. They do not have enough bats to compete. Getting your hopes up for this team is a waste of time, Matt, in Commerce. I completely agree.
Yeah, but just enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah.
It's a nice run. Have some fun with it for the moment.
Right. Just try to watch Colt Keith grow.
I hear that, and it is awfully early for a 6 out of 7 hot streak, but the young bats are starting to hit.
Yeah.
Like Keith, if you can't be encouraged by that, I don't understand. I know it's baseball and people are so negative about this team right now in regime, but, you know, eventually a team turns the corner. Is that starting to happen? You know, it is so important to get your average above 235, 240 in this league, and that's what Keith is doing. extra base hits. He looks like he belongs in the top six of your lineup somewhere.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's a win. Am I grabbing at straws? Sure. You did it with the Lions when they were 1-6 and 2-6 as they came out of the hole. It's not going to happen that fast. I get it.
When is the time to experiment with Keith at first base? Can you do it during the season?
I think it's something you wait till the offseason. Okay. Unless he's played it in his past quite a bit.
Could we trade Torque and a pitcher for a good bat we can sign long-term to both help now and years to come, or would the return not be worth it? I don't think you could trade both of them for a really good bat who's in the major leagues now.
Only unless there was somebody who thought they clearly see a flaw in Spencer Torkelson's swing that they can fix, mm-hmm. and they believe that they can make him. But the value's not there. They're not going to give something just because they think it. No one else does.
Stoney, you mentioned Keith at first. Now you just set me up. If Bryce Harper can make the play he made at first last night in the eighth inning for the Phillies, anybody can play first. He made a 9-year-old mistake. He literally, the ball was thrown right to him, and he took his eye off it, and it tipped off the glove and went down the line.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. And it wasn't a hard-thrown ball either.
The Tigers winning games is nothing in the sense of the playoff chase because it's too little too late for that. But for something very nice in the sense that some young core players are starting to come around and the vets playing well just means we get some nice young trade pieces back at the deadline. And one more, Carlos Pena is very good on Bally's as well. All right, it's time for news. Here's Heather.
Okay, so the fastest high school sprinter in history is suing Gatorade, claiming that the company gave him this fraudulently certified product that contained a banned substance, which then led to his 4-year ban in track and field and also cost him a chance to compete in the Paris Olympics.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big story. I'm not going to be able to get into every single detail, but basically this teen, he set the under 20 world record in the 100 meters. And he says that when Gatorade honored him at its high school athlete of the year, last year, it gave him a gift basket. And in that gift basket was Gatorade recovery gummies. And this lawsuit that he just filed, the teen says that those gummies are the reason he later tested positive for this banned substance. And he actually had these gummies tested in a lab. They came back positive for it. But then they tested him again later and they were negative. There's a whole bunch of things. So before he went to this award ceremony, he did a drug test. Everything was good, right? Everything came back negative. On his way, he said, of course I'll take one. I have nothing to worry about. He took one again on July 18th. Then he competed in a race, took another one on the 25th of July. The one on the 18th ended up being positive. The one on the 25th was negative. He said he had a timeline of how long he was taking these gummies. He also asked Gatorade to please send him a specific sample from the specific lot.
The batch
from when he had. And Gatorade said, I'm sorry, we don't have any more. We're not making those anymore. But then later they're like, oh, we found some, sent it. But he claims it was too late because he says after this period of time, the substance was no longer detected. Right? Anyway, so, I mean, it's a kind of a complicated story.
On their ingredients list.
No.
It's not listed.
It's not. And they even contacted Gatorade and like his coach before and was like, can he have these? Are these good? Gatorade makes these safe products for sports. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Go ahead and consume. But it talked about how there is still a chance that it could be like contaminated with this particular substance.
Yeah.
So it's kind of complicated, but I mean, they're having trouble and they have some proof based off of their lab work, but that batch was already opened that he tested, right? It was from a batch he'd been eating. He'd opened the bag or the container. So they wanted this closed bag to really confirm that he didn't taint them himself. Anyway, he's suing Gatorade. He's going all in. He's really upset about all the sponsorships he lost, the opportunity to compete, and just the emotional distress.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Kevin Durant wants to clear up the air about his height as well as his teammates' height while he's at it. So he just appeared on the Up and Adams show on Thursday, and he addressed discrepancies around the height of his fellow players on the USA men's Olympic basketball team. So there was a photo that kind of was taken earlier this week, went public, a group photo of everyone there, and it quickly sparked some scrutiny over his height, his true height. So he's listed as 6'11", but he told Kay Adams that he's 6'9", and then he went on to basically roast his teammates for being shorter than they actually say they are.
I always thought KD was 6'11".
That's what he's listed as.
Yeah.
6'11".
See, basketball players are really weird. I remember there was a team photo of the Boston Celtics in their glory days, when Danny Ainge was on the team.
Yeah.
And in the back, and you could really look closely, you saw he was on his tippy toes for the picture.
Really?
Yes.
Look a little taller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes.
Do you really?
Oh,
we know Colin does.
Well, poor guy.
You're ripping Colin. Is there something I missed here?
Oh, you've missed, yes.
Oh, you've missed so much.
You've missed a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Heather.
Just leave it at that. I don't feel like throwing Colin under the bus on a Friday today.
All right. So no cookie jar today, but we have something familiar or something, excuse me, similar that John wants to throw our way. 97 won the ticket. Two four eight five three nine 9797. A couple of ticket texts here on John will be going to see George Strait and Chris Stapleton at Ford Field tomorrow. Uh-huh. So if you see him,
can't wait. Stop, say hi.
Say hello.
Yeah.
This is from Dave. John bought the Mrs. tickets to a must see bucket list for John.
Yep. Well, she's always wanted to go as well. Actually, she's seen him before and has wanted to go again.
Strait is the GOAT without a doubt, but when it's all said and done, Stapleton will be on the country music Mount Rushmore. We'll you can do that a different day, but that's an interesting
Interesting of country music.
Oh yeah, because you have, you know, you have old country. I mean,
you got George Jones. You've got so many different
Willie and Waylon. I mean,
yeah.
Where's Tim McGraw fall?
Different eras, different styles.
I know. They called George Strait King George to show you how big he is.
Who's going to fill their shoes? Yeah, exactly. That's not his song, but George Jones.
So you guys are going to Las Vegas. Well, that'll be this time. No, it did the D in August, right?
Yeah, August 23. At the Circa.
Yes.
Yes. Stadium Swim.
Always a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Stadium Swim?
No, I haven't been to Stadium Swim, but I meant Vegas in general,
yes.
Right?
It's always very entertaining in sense, whether you're staying at the D or the Circa, it's on Fremont Street, and that is as entertaining a place in this world.
We got to get John on Slotzilla.
Yeah.
On what? The overtop. Yeah, yes, I know. Every time it's one of the things that I always take a video and send the kids as they're zooming over top of us down the length of Fremont Street. I'm like, I got to do that.
You got to do it. Should do it. We did it together. Mm-hmm. It was super fun. That was a fun trip. And yes. One of the things we also did together was swim. We had a big pool party. Remember
yes, we
that?
Did. Yes.
And we were discussing this in the office yesterday when we were talking about this upcoming trip to Vegas. And we were talking about this pool party. And I started to think, well, at least for me anyway, being literally the only female here at the station, it was kind of an awkward situation. And I thought, you know what? I'm not sure pool parties and work should ever exist together.
Why not?
And while I'm confident in myself and I felt I looked a lot better then than I do now, it still felt a little awkward coming to the pool, you know, walking out in my bikini with all these males dudes that I work with. It felt a little like this is a little different.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I don't know, but I would imagine there's some guys that also may not be super confident in themselves and might not want to be.
Well, I don't know if it's a matter of confidence. It might be a matter of expectations.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
You know, and so sometimes I have the same issue or feeling like there's a certain way that when I talk, and obviously we, you know, there's a certain vision that people have of me. And especially now that I've lost weight, that, you know, when I take my shirt off, they're like, oh, it's really? I thought you lost more weight than that.
Well, yeah, I mean, hit that too.
And then
the Buddha and so sits there.
I'm very confident in myself, and I really don't care, but those feelings of being a little bit uncomfortable, because I have had people come up before whether it's at Teddy's swim class or, you know, in different areas where, you know, hey, you're going in for a swim, and they're like, and you could tell they come up and they're like, well, oh, I kind of expected more.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's exactly it.
So you would be reticent if somebody had a pool party at work.
I just kind of feel like this was a work event. It wasn't like somebody was like, hey, I'm going to have some people over at my house for a little house party. They have a pool. That's a little different than like an actual work event.
Because that's what I was going to ask you. Like if I had a pool and had a pool party for the, you know, the station or whatever.
If we all got the chance to come to the club in summer.
Right. I still kind of think I would probably decline or maybe go and just hang out in like my cover up or something. Like I'm not sure what I would do, but I think that's a little different than having it be a work event.
Okay.
And I just kind of feel like that's one of the things I don't, and it depends on your job, right? Like I'm thinking corporate level, like it's kind of strange. Like obviously if you're young and you work with all your friends and you're in high school or you're a lifeguard, you know, you're going to be in the pool with your buddies. That's fine. But it was just kind of an odd thing to, I don't know. I see you guys at work every day, and then all of a sudden, I'm seeing you in your bathing suit. It's just a little.
Well, when John when John pulls when Costa pulls out the Speedo or the
oh my gosh!
I mean, no. It's going to be when he walks down with the onesie.
Yeah,
and then removes the onesie to unveil the Speedo. Yeah,
no.
That's going to be the...
Just things I don't need to see,
holy
right?
Holy crap. Yes. That's really? All. I'm with this guy?
So it made me think, like, what are your do's and don'ts with coworkers?
So first of all, no Speedos. If you're going to actually
no
go...
Please, no Speedos.
No Speedos.
Hard and fast rule.
Hard and fast rule. Especially since you don't want it like that.
All right, Heather. So when we did this trip, you know, I'd seen Stoney probably 15, 20 times in my life without a shirt on. So I was used to it.
Yeah.
And I had known Jamie for a long time as well, you know. And so I do think knowing people longer and stuff, from your perspective, you were newer. And
I've only been here less than a year, I think. So I'm like,
and being a female. I think it's just normal to feel like you're being judged.
Yeah.
You know, but I felt like it was a judge-free zone the second I walked up to the pool. I was the last one to get there.
Uh-huh.
And Jamie had some gummies.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, Jamie's high. Nobody cares about anything right now.
Yeah.
And I never felt like I was being judged. I didn't feel uncomfortable, but I did. I guess I felt a little like, this is a little strange.
Would you have felt more comfortable because... I mean, the demographics are still going to be that you're the only woman on the show that would be on that trip, that if Colin was with you.
Well, the second year we went, Colin was with me.
Oh,
and we did have another pool party that trip, and I did feel more comfortable all around having him there with me just because I'm kind of socially awkward, so like sometimes I don't know how to communicate with people. And so he was there, and he's a great talker, so he just kind of mingled with everyone. But yeah, I felt more comfortable with him there for sure. Because it didn't feel as formal. Not that it was...
The problem with stuff is when you have people who you're working with who do things like that might embarrass you as well. Like, you know, slapping a waitress on the butt or something.
Oh, did that happen?
Yeah.
That's true.
Who was the... can you name names? Who was the slapper?
No, I'm not going to name names, I don't think. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. So it was a show trip. I mean... As we are narrowing down the suspects.
It was a little bigger than a show trip, but pretty
close. All right. So wasn't anybody on our show?
No.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure that you're not, you know, setting up Guff. You could tell that he just got who it was. As he's laughing, yes.
And it's not me.
No.
Can you picture him doing that?
Oh no.
No.
No, no, no.
No. Never.
I feel not. No, Heather gets me.
I wouldn't you
No.
He would never do that.
Do that
never.
Kind of stuff.
No.
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 No. You were somewhere with Urban Meyer? You did a show with him?
They were actually, the person I'm thinking about, were actually in the same city, I think, at the same time. Oh, no, Urban wasn't there yet. No.
Both residents of Ohio.
Is there, Stoney, I know that you're very comfortable in your own skin. You're very comfortable in almost every and any situation. Mm-hmm. Would there ever be a show situation where you're like, okay, this is, I'm not doing this with people that you work with?
I don't know. There was actually.
Would you go to a strip club with those that you work with?
Sure.
I would say you've probably done that 10 times.
Yes. Yes.
I've seen I've hung out with the people he hung out with in D.C. during his Coke days.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine. I mean, obviously they were tamer when I hung out with them. Yes. But you could see.
Did you go with George?
Yeah, George was pretty straight, though.
Okay.
Oh, no. Strip club? No. I didn't go to strip club with George.
Okay.
No. Right. No, George would check out. You'd hang out. The deal was you'd hang out with George for a while, and George would probably go off and do his own thing and wind down for the night.
Well, George always had his wife with him. Though,
right. So. Mm-hmm. We're getting.
Yeah, that's too inside stuff here. George. Who the hell's George Michael?
Yeah, George Michael, the sports machine. Yes. Who you and I both worked with, but at different times.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. He never threw an ashtray at you. All right.
John, you've heard about you know what the clubs were like in D.C. when you were there.
Sure.
Oh, Georgetown and those downtown, you know, rumors in the 80s, all those places.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but he was no hold
open,
on a second.
Open coke use.
But yes. Okay.
It wasn't, not when I was there.
It wasn't, it wasn't really, well, except for one place. But when he is being a Redskin in Georgetown, could do anything he wanted. They own that city when I was there because they were really, really good. And they weren't as good, obviously, when he played there. But you go back there and you mention his name to people. I mean, he plays it down. He was a freaking god to a lot of people. Not just the one and the lady who gave you your autograph.
She tattooed my autograph on her arm.
Yeah.
I mean, you walked on water there.
Josh, he did. He was he's one of the seven, was it 80?
80 greatest.
80 greatest Redskins of all time.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It's a good time to be there.
Yeah. You would have had a better time if you were married, but that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, but you'd shut it down like 10, 11 o'clock, right?
Oh, yeah.
The bad things happen after midnight, guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I agree with
nothing
that.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah.
At least nothing you want to admit to. Mm-hmm.
All right. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Do you have any do's or don'ts with coworkers? 97 won the ticket.
Hey, speaking about being in great shape, you can get in great shape over at Planet Fitness. It is the judgment-free zone. One of the things I love about Planet Fitness is every time I walk in there, it is clean. It smells clean. It looks clean. It feels clean. And you have so many different things that you can use. Whether you want to use free weights, they have it. They want to use machines, they have it. Cardio, they have it. And there's a number of different ones here in Metro Detroit that have been completely redone. You talk about over in Warren, a whole new set of cardio equipment, Brighton, new cardio, and a great new strength layout. Ann Arbor, same thing. Southgate, they got a whole new Matrix 360. Kalamazoo, and if you're on the west side of the state, all new cardio equipment. That's the best thing about it is no matter where you go, you're most likely going to find a Planet Fitness. So if you want to be able to use all of them and have access to over 2,500 nationwide, check out their Planet Fitness Black Card membership. It also gives you access to their Hydra massage chairs, total body enhancement. There's so many different things. They've got tanning. And I mentioned, it's the judgment-free zone. So you walk around there, no one's staring at you. No one's caring what you're doing. You can do your own thing. Right now, everything you need for just $1 down. And you can join Planet Fitness today for $1 down. Cancel anytime. As I mentioned, it's the judgment-free zone. It's only going to last for a couple of days, so make sure you know that this deal is going to end soon. Get in there. If you want to find more information, visit your local Planet Fitness or visit them on the web at planetfitness.com.
All right, 248-539-9797. We have some ticket texts on do's and don'ts, things you do with coworkers, because Heather said she'd feel uncomfortable at a pool party where there were a lot of coworkers because they're going to Vegas.
Specifically, you guys in general.
Yeah. See, I would like to think that we were comfortable enough to not make you feel awkward. I understand it. Trust me. And I would be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
A couple of ticket texts here on John will be going to see George Strait and Chris Stapleton at Ford Field tomorrow. Uh-huh. So if you see him,
can't wait. Stop. Say hi.
Say hello.
Yeah.
This is from Dave. John bought the missus tickets to a must-see bucket list for John.
Yep. Well, she's always wanted to go as well. Actually, she's seen him before and has wanted to go again.
Strait is the GOAT without a doubt, but when it's all said and done, Stapleton will be on the country music Mount Rushmore. We'll talk. Well, you can do that a different day, but that's an interesting.
Of country music.
Oh yeah, because you have old country.
You got George Jones. You've got so many different
Willie and Waylon. I mean,
yeah.
Where's Tim McGraw fall?
There's. I mean. Different eras, different styles.
I know. They called George Strait King George to show you how big he is.
Who's going to fill their shoes? Yeah, exactly. That's not his song, but George Jones.
So you guys are going to Las Vegas. Well, that'll be this time. No, it did the D in August, right?
Yeah, August 23. At the Circa.
Yes.
Yes. Stadium Swim.
Always a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Stadium Swim?
No, I haven't been to Stadium Swim, but just I meant Vegas in general,
yes.
Right?
It's always very entertaining in sense, whether you're staying at the D or the Circa, it's on Fremont Street, and that is as entertaining a place in this world.
We got to get John on Slotzilla.
Yeah.
On what? The overtop thing. Yes, I know. Every time it's one of the things that I always take a video and send the kids as they're zooming over top of us down the length of Fremont Street. I'm like, I got to do that.
You got to do it. You and Jim should do it. We did it together. Mm-hmm. It was super fun. That was a fun trip. And yes. One of the things we also did together was swim. We had a big pool party. Remember that?
Did. Yes.
And we were discussing this in the office yesterday when we were talking about this upcoming trip to Vegas. And we were talking about this pool party. And I started to think, well, at least for me anyway, being literally the only female here at the station, it was kind of an awkward situation. And I thought, you know what? I'm not sure pool parties and work should ever exist together.
Why not?
And while I'm confident in myself and I felt I looked a lot better then than I do now, it still felt a little awkward coming to the pool, walking out in my bikini with all these males that I work with. It felt a little like this is a little different.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I don't know, but I would imagine there's some guys that also may not be super confident in themselves and might not want to be.
Well, I don't know if it's a matter of confidence. It might be a matter of expectations.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
And so sometimes I have the same issue or feeling like there's a certain way that when I talk, and obviously we, there's a certain vision that people have of me. And especially now that I've lost weight, that, when I take my shirt off, they're like, oh, it's really? I thought you lost more weight than that.
Well, yeah, I hate that too.
And yeah,
there.
I'm very confident in myself, and I really don't care, but those feelings of being a little bit uncomfortable, because I have had people come up before, whether it's at Teddy swim class or, in different areas where, hey, you're going in for a swim, and they're like, and you could tell they come up and they're like, well, I kind of expected more.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's exactly it.
So you would be reticent if somebody had a pool party at work.
I just kind of feel like this was a work event. It wasn't like somebody was like, hey, I'm going to have some people over at my house for a little house party. They have a pool. That's a little different than like an actual work event.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like if I had a pool and had a pool party for the, the station or whatever.
If we all got the chance to come to the club in summer.
Right. I still kind of think I would probably decline or maybe go and just hang out in like my cover up or something. Like, I'm not sure what I would do, but I think that's a little different than having it be a work event.
Okay.
And I just kind of feel like that's one of the things I don't, and it depends on your job, right? Like, I'm thinking corporate level, like, it's kind of strange. Like, obviously, if you're young and you work with all your friends and you're in high school or you're a lifeguard, you know, you're going to be in the pool with your buddies. That's fine. But it was just kind of an odd thing to, I don't know. I see you guys at work every day and then all of a sudden I'm seeing you in your bathing suit. It's just a little.
Well, when John, when John pulls, when Costa pulls out the Speedo or the.
Oh my gosh.
I mean. No. It's going to be when he walks down with the onesie.
Yeah.
And then removes the onesie to unveil the Speedo. Yeah.
No.
That's going to be the...
Just things I don't need to see,
holy
right?
Holy crap. Yes. Really? I'm with this guy?
So it made me think, like, what are your do's and don'ts with coworkers?
So first of all, no Speedos. If you're going to actually
no
go...
Yeah. Speedos.
No Speedos.
Hard and fast rule.
Hard and fast rule. Especially since you don't want it like that.
All right, Heather. So when we did this trip, you know, I'd seen Stoney probably 15, 20 times in my life without a shirt on. So I was used to it.
Yeah.
And I had known Jamie for a long time as well, you know. And so I do think knowing people longer and stuff, from your perspective, you were newer. And
I've only been here less than a year, I think. So I'm like,
and being a female. I think it's just normal to feel like you're being judged.
Yeah.
You know, but I felt like it was a judge-free zone the second I walked up to the pool. I was the last one to get there.
Uh-huh.
And Jamie had some gummies.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, Jamie's high. Nobody cares about anything right now.
Yeah.
And I never felt like I was being judged. I didn't feel uncomfortable, but I did. I guess I felt a little like, this is a little strange.
Would you have felt more comfortable because... I mean, the demographics are still going to be that you're the only woman on the show that would be on that trip, that if Colin was with you.
Well, the second year we went, Colin was with me.
Oh, okay.
And we did have another pool party that trip, and I did feel more comfortable all around having him there with me just because I'm kind of socially awkward, so like sometimes I don't know how to communicate with people. And so he was there, and he's a great talker, so he just kind of mingled with everyone. But yeah, I felt more comfortable with him there for sure. Because it didn't feel as formal. Not that it was...
The problem with stuff is when you have people who you're working with who do things like that might embarrass you as well. Like, you know, slapping a waitress on the butt or something.
Well, did that happen?
Yeah.
That's true.
Who was the... can you name names? Who was the slapper?
No, I'm not going to name names, I don't think. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. So it was a show trip. I mean... As we are narrowing down the suspects.
It was a little bigger than a show trip, but pretty
okay.
Close.
All right. So wasn't anybody on our show?
No.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure that you're not, you know, setting up Guff. You could tell that he just got who it was. As he's laughing, yes.
And it's not me.
No.
Can you picture him doing that?
Oh no.
No.
No, no, no.
No. Never.
I feel no. No, Heather gets me.
I wouldn't you
No.
He would never do that.
Do that
never.
Kind of stuff.
No.
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 No. You were somewhere with Urban Meyer? You did a show with him?
They were actually, the person I'm thinking about, were actually in the same city, I think, at the same time. Oh, no, Urban wasn't there yet. No.
Both residents of Ohio.
Is there, now Stoney, I know that you're very comfortable in your own skin. You're very comfortable in almost every and any situation. Mm-hmm. Would there ever be a show situation where you're like, okay, this is, I'm not doing this with people that you work with?
I don't know. There was actually.
Would you go to a strip club with those that you work with?
Sure.
I would say you've probably done that 10 times.
Yes.
I've seen I've hung out with the people he hung out with in DC during his Coke days.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine. I mean, obviously they were tamer when I hung out with them, but you could see.
Did you go with George?
Yeah, George was pretty straight, though.
Okay.
Oh, no, strip club? No, I didn't go to strip club.
Yeah, okay.
No. Right. No, George would check out. You'd hang out, the deal was you'd hang out with George for a while, and George would probably go off and do his own thing and wind down for the night.
Well, George always had his wife with him, though.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm.
We're getting...
Yeah, that's too inside stuff here. George, who else? George Michael.
Yeah, George Michael, the sports machine. Yes. Who you and I both worked with, but at different times.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. He never threw an ashtray at you. All right,
John, you've heard about the, you know what the clubs were like in D.C. when you were there.
Sure.
Oh, Georgetown and those downtown, you know, rumors in the 80s, and all those places.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was no
open coke use.
But yes. Okay.
It wasn't, not when I was there.
It wasn't, it wasn't really, well, except for one place. But it's, but when he is being a Redskin in Georgetown, could do anything he wanted. They owned that city when I was there because they were really, really good. And he was, they weren't as good, obviously, when he played there. But you go back there and you mention his name to people. I mean, he plays it down. He was a freaking god to a lot of people. Not just the one and the lady who gave you the autograph.
She tattooed my autograph on her arm.
Yeah.
I mean, you walked on water there.
Giants, he did. He was one of these. Look, he's one of the seven. It was 80?
80 greatest. 80, yeah.
80 greatest Redskins of all time.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It's a good time to be there.
Yeah. You would have had a better time if you weren't married, but that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, but you'd shut it down like 10, 11 o'clock, right?
Oh, yeah.
The bad things happen after midnight. Guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
nothing I agree with
nothing
that.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah.
At least nothing you want to admit to. Mm-hmm.
All right. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Do you have any do's or don'ts with coworkers? 97 won the ticket.
Hey, speaking about being in great shape, you can get in great shape over at Planet Fitness. It is the judgment-free zone. One of the things I love about Planet Fitness is every time I walk in there, it is clean. It smells clean. It looks clean. It feels clean. And you have so many different things that you can use. Whether you want to use free weights, they have it. If you want to use machines, they have it. Cardio, they have it. And there's a number of different ones here in Metro Detroit that have been completely redone. You talk about over in Warren, a whole new set of cardio equipment, Brighton, new cardio, and a great new strength layout. Ann Arbor, same thing. Southgate, they got a whole new Matrix 360. Kalamazoo, if you're on the west side of the state, all new cardio equipment. That's the best thing about it is no matter where you go, you're most likely going to find a Planet Fitness. So if you want to be able to use all of them and have access to over 2,500 nationwide, check out their Planet Fitness Black Card membership. It also gives you access to their Hydra massage chairs, total body enhancement. There's so many different things. They've got tanning. And I mentioned, it's the judgment-free zone. So you walk around there, no one's staring at you. No one's caring what you're doing. You can do your own thing. Right now, everything you need for just $1 down. And you can join Planet Fitness today for $1 down. Cancel any time. As I mentioned, it's the judgment-free zone. It's only going to last for a couple of days, so make sure you know that this deal is going to end soon. Get in there. If you want to find more information, visit your local Planet Fitness or visit them on the web at planetfitness.com.
All right, 248-539-9797. We have some ticket texts on do's and don'ts, things you do with coworkers, because Heather said she'd feel uncomfortable at a pool party where there were a lot of coworkers because they're going to Vegas.
Specifically, you guys in general.
Yeah.
See, I would like to think that we were comfortable enough to not make you feel awkward. I understand it. Trust me. And I would be the same way. Like, I don't really want to take my shirt off.
It just, you just don't need, you don't need to see all of that. You don't, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Here we go. Heather is definitely not one of the boys.
Correct.
Yes.
That is a true statement.
Master of the obvious.
Yes. For swimming, I always wear a compression shirt or similar item.
When you go in the water? Is this a dude?
I think so.
I did go swimming when we were there last time.
Right.
You and I and Gov. Because your daughter was there for her Michigan State like senior thing.
Right.
But it was a quick trip from the cabana to the water.
Right. And then you couldn't, you know.
You had to swim before Papali. Right, yeah, because Vince Papali was he was in the set of chairs underneath. We were on the top of the stadium swim.
Yeah.
And he was on the next level down.
Cookies whips out the Speedo and goes as soft as possible.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh. Trust me, if that happens, social media will explode.
Heather is right. I'm a huge family man advocate, but I would never want another woman at a work party with only men there. Work events need to be work attire appropriate. And I think that's why Heather doesn't feel comfortable. You're surrounded by coworkers, not friends and family. And I think that's the issue, regardless of whether or not you guys want to call each other friends. That's from Nate.
I think so, too. Yep. We are I mean, yes, I think of you guys as friends, but we don't hang out outside of the show.
No.
We talk a lot during the show and during commercials, and we know a lot about each other, but we don't hang out outside of work.
But because we're so far away.
But if you were invited to a pool party, that'd be different, though, wouldn't it? I mean, like a station pool party.
See, that's different. When it's a station party, just us, like just people who work here, it's kind of awkward. I'm the only female, you guys, so that's more awkward.
Right, and we'll, I mean, could never understand your perspective, but I understand where you're coming from.
Are the guys who make, you know, sexual jokes and ask if she's hot. So I would feel like, oh my God, are they judging, are they, where's my towel? I would just feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
Makes me sad.
I don't talk to my coworkers. I often call them by the wrong names so they don't get chummy. I don't go to any event.
Oh, wow.
I bet you're fun to work with.
Yeah. That's from Mike in Royal Oak.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine if your so-called friend or coworker just didn't even include you on an email that was important for work duties.
Yeah. Downright rude.
Yes.
Let's not forget Stoney did an on-air striptease for an on-air co-host once, Ramon in Waterford. I don't remember that.
You did an on-air striptease?
I don't deny it, but I don't remember it.
Gov? What?
It had to be the old station.
Would Gov have been there?
I don't remember that. Ramon, if you want to text in.
Sound like? An on-air, I mean, is it just the music? I mean, is the rustling of clothes coming off? Let's not go there.
That was before Twitch.
Before Twitch.
This is one I'm not going to egg him on for.
I don't remember.
No, me either. Yes.
Believe me.
When he got waxed on air.
Yes.
I wasn't here for that, but I remember that. Yes. I've seen that.
That was Lori, our promotions.
Mm-hmm. Which parts?
Great part. It was a chest hair.
The chest hair?
Oh, yeah. Because I didn't think the Tigers would win the division.
Hey, did you do the striptease thing for a radiothon for charity or something?
I don't think so, but I don't remember
it. For free?
Yeah, probably. I look, like I said, if I don't deny that it happened, I just don't remember it. Do nothing with coworkers and don't hang out with coworkers.
Well, I think you could hang out.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of what you're doing while you're hanging out, or the situation you're hanging out in.
Now, you mentioned something. A lot of people will go with coworkers after work and go get a drink, like a happy hour drink or something.
Yes.
You said you wouldn't want to drink with coworkers.
No. I said I didn't want to get drunk with coworkers.
You'd have a drink, but you'd
I'd have a drink. I've had drinks when we've gone to Vegas. I've had a Jack and Coke. I love a cigar, so I'll have a cigar. But I don't want to. I would never get drunk with coworkers.
Yeah, I probably
at a work function.
But I would definitely have a couple drinks.
Yeah, I don't even talk to my coworkers unless absolutely required for work. God, Valenti keeps texting. It's unbelievable. My only don't sleep with them. Otherwise, we're all people living this life together, doing a lot of similar things outside the office.
That's a good one.
That's a good rule. Mm-hmm.
That's another show topic.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
For him.
I've told this story before, so I'm like, I don't need to tell it again.
How long did the work relationship last after the sleeping arrangements were set?
Oh, it lasted longer than
the sleeping arrangements.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine till
it wasn't.
Till I got caught live on the radio. Remember, I told you this story.
I don't know that you told me that you got caught live on radio.
I had somebody who I was kind of seeing with at work, and then but I was still living with, you know, Mitch and Kenny, and Mitch was on the radio in the morning.
Yeah.
And they called to ask me some sports ridiculous question live on the air, and my other roommate, Kenny, answers the phone. And
said, oh, no, he's not here. He's over at...
He's at Bonnie's. So I go to work the next day, and how are you doing? I was good. Oh, yeah. Who's Bonnie? Speak for yourself.
I don't know. She's with Clyde.
Speak for yourself, Heather. I'd like to see Stoney's moose knuckle on the speed.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I just threw up.
And by the way, I'm not reading the last one on this page.
Here, let me see it. I'll let you know if it should be read or not. The last one?
Yeah. Our boss won't let us talk to coworkers. It's from David Kenny and Rico. Oh, boy. Anyway.
Yeah, good choice not to read that one.
Yes. I think Gov set me up there because it would be like, we have Ron Burgundy and read it. And the next thing you know, I'm done. That would be a setup.
You've achieved status of you can say what you want. You're kind of like Charles Barkley and who else out there?
I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. All right.
Our
telephone number is 248-539-9797. Amazing. I edited correctly. coming up next, coaches rankings. What do you think? 97 on the ticket. All right, 248-539-9797. We have some ticket texts on do's and don'ts, things you do with coworkers, because Heather said she'd feel uncomfortable at a pool party where there were a lot of coworkers because they're going to Vegas.
Specifically, you guys in general.
Yeah.
See, I would like to think that we were comfortable enough to not make you feel awkward. I understand it. Trust me. And I would be the same way. Like, I don't really want to take my shirt off.
It just... You don't need to see all of that. You don't, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Here we go. Heather is definitely not one of the boys.
Correct.
Yes.
That is a true statement.
Master of the obvious.
Yes. For swimming, I always wear a compression shirt or similar item.
When you go in the water? Is this a dude?
I think so.
I did go swimming when we were there last time.
Right.
You and I and Gov, because your daughter was there for her Michigan State like senior thing.
Right.
But it was a quick trip from the cabana to the water.
Right. And then you couldn't, you know.
You had to swim before Papali. Right, yeah, because Vince Papale was in the set of chairs underneath. We were on the top of the stadium swim, and he was on the next level down.
Cookies whips out the Speedo and goes as soft as possible.
Oh
boy.
Okay.
Oh, trust me, if that happens, social media will explode.
Heather is right. I'm a huge family man advocate, but I would never want another woman at a work party with only men there. Work events need to be work attire appropriate. And I think that's why Heather doesn't feel comfortable. You're surrounded by coworkers, not friends and family. And I think that's the issue, regardless of whether or not you guys want to call each other friends. That's from Nate.
I think so, too. Yeah. We are I mean, yes, I think of you guys as friends, but we don't hang out outside of the show.
No.
We talk a lot during the show and during commercials, and we know a lot about each other, but we don't hang out outside of work.
But
we
are coworkers. So far away.
But if you were invited to a pool party, that'd be different, though, wouldn't it? I mean, like a station pool party.
See, that's different. When it's a station party, just us, like just people who work here, it's kind of awkward. I'm the only female, you guys, so that's more awkward.
Right, and could never understand your perspective, but I understand where you're coming from.
Are the guys who make, you know, sexual jokes and ask if she's hot. So I would feel like, oh my God, are they... judging, are they what? Where's my towel? I would just feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
Makes me sad.
I don't talk to my coworkers. I often call them by the wrong names so they don't get chummy. I don't go to any event.
Oh, wow.
I bet you're fun to work with.
Yeah. That's from Mike in Royal Oak.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine if your so-called friend or coworker just didn't even include you on an email that was important for work duties.
Yeah. Downright rude.
Yes.
Let's not forget Stoney did an on-air striptease for an on-air co-host once. Ramon in Waterford. I don't remember that.
You did an on-air striptease?
I don't deny it, but I don't remember it.
Gov? What?
It had to be the old station.
Would Gov have been there?
I don't remember.
Stoney doing
I don't remember that. Ramon, if you want to text in,
what does that sound like? an on-air? I mean, is it just the music? I mean, the rustling of clothes coming off?
Let's not go there.
That was before
Twitch.
Yeah.
This is one I'm not going to egg him on for.
I don't remember.
No, me either. Yes.
Believe me.
When he got waxed on air.
Yes.
I remember. I wasn't here for that, but I remember that. Yes. I've seen that.
That was Lori, our promotions.
Mm-hmm. Which parts?
Great. It was a chest hair.
The chest hair?
Oh, yeah. Because I didn't think the Tigers would win the division.
Hey, did you do the striptease thing for a radiothon for charity or something?
I don't think so, but I don't remember
it. Did it for free?
Yeah, probably. I look, like I said, if I don't deny that it happened, I just don't remember it. Do nothing with coworkers and don't hang out with coworkers.
Well, I think you could hang out.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of what you're doing mm-hmm. while you're hanging out mm-hmm. or the situation you're hanging out in.
Now, you mentioned something. A lot of people will go with coworkers after work and go get a drink,
mm-hmm.
like a happy hour drink or something.
Yes.
You said you wouldn't want to drink with coworkers.
No. I said I didn't want to get drunk with coworkers.
You'd have a drink, but you'd
I would. Yeah, I'd have a drink. I've had drinks when we've gone to Vegas. I've had a Jack and Coke. I love a cigar, so I'll have a cigar. But I don't want to. I would never get drunk with coworkers.
Yeah, I probably
would. Or at a work function.
But I would definitely have a couple drinks.
Yeah, I don't even talk to my coworkers unless absolutely required for work. God, Valenti keeps texting. It's unbelievable. My only don't sleep with them. Otherwise, we're all people living this life together, doing a lot of similar things outside the office.
That's a good one.
That's a good rule. Mm-hmm.
That's another show topic.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
For him.
I've told this story before, so I don't need to tell it again.
How long did the work relationship last after the sleeping arrangements were set?
Oh, it lasted a
longer than the sleeping arrangements?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine till
till it wasn't.
Till I got caught live on the radio. Remember I told you this story?
I don't know that you told me that you got caught live on radio.
I had somebody who I was kind of seeing with at work, and then but I was still living with Mitch and Kenny, and Mitch was on the radio in the morning.
Yeah,
and they called to ask me some sports ridiculous question live on the air, and my other roommate Kenny answers the phone, and
said, "Oh no, he's not here. He's at
Bonnie's." So I go to work the next day, and how are you doing? I was good. Oh, yeah. Who's Bonnie? Speak for yourself.
I know. She's with Clyde.
Speak for yourself, Heather. I'd like to see Stoney's moose knuckle on the speedo.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I just threw up.
And by the way, I'm not reading the last one on this page.
Here, let me see it. I'll let you know if it should be red or not. The last one?
Yeah. Our boss won't let us talk to coworkers. It's from David, Kenny, and Rico. Oh, boy. Anyway.
Yeah, good choice not to read that one.
Yes. I think Gov set me up there because it would be like Ron Burgundy and read it. And the next thing you know, I'm done. That would be a setup.
You've achieved status of you can say what you want. You're kind of like Charles Barkley and who else out there?
I don't know about that one. All right. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Amazing. I edited correctly. coming up next, coaches rankings. What do you think? 97 on the ticket.